We're going back into the garden this morning with the Maryville Garden Club. This week, Billy Mackey discusses mixing perennials and annuals and how to cut flowers to make a bouquet. She takes us into her yard.
It's a pretty time to be outdoors and to have a garden and to deadhead and keep everything fresh and to cut things to bring in your home. I like to plant things that, perennial things that come up on their own every year that you can count on. But really, if you want color in your yard, perennials don't always produce color and bloom. They have their season and then they are done. So it's wise to have a mix of some perennial things that you can bank on and then some annual things that give you summertime color and texture and all of that. I love to add texture and contrast.
Mackie has a bed in the back corner of the garden filled with hosta and other leafy greens. She points to places she has added variety through annuals.
But this is a lot of perennial, but you can see I put petunias and impatiens and other things in there to give it color, because if I took all those things out, it would be mostly leaf color, and you wouldn't have the interest there. And of course, I have to put, you know, my statuary in there, and a sign or two, or a window pane, or a gate. I know a lot of people would see that as clutter, but not me.
Mackie's garden philosophy, mix it up, she says.
I'm pretty random. I like more of an English garden look. Yes. A lot of people like a very manicured look, and I like that too. But for me, I kind of like the surprise, and I like every year to be a little bit different. And annuals give you that, they give you that opportunity to mix it up.
Often, annuals make an excellent cut flower to bring indoors. Perennials can round out a bouquet. The always reliable phlox are currently in flower, as are black-eyed Susan and coneflowers, which last a few days in water. Hydrangeas have been blossoming in gardens around Maryville as well.
But this has been a really good year for hydrangeas. They've produced, and everybody's like, wow, this is fabulous for this year.
The hydrangeas, will they last in a cup of water?
They will. They're great for cutting. In fact, they look pretty when they're dry. They dry beautifully. There's different methods of doing that. Some people will dry them in a closet hanging upside down. But I found they dry just fine. Just put them in water and let the water evaporate. And then you've got a nice flower that you can put in a basket or what have you.
If you kind of bring in a bundle of flowers and, you know, you've got some zinnias and got some little grasses that you've picked and got some hydrangea, how do you arrange everything in a cup so it looks good?
I don't do a design. A design is very structured. I just like a mix of things and a little bit of texture, like maybe a big leaf or maybe even a branch off of a tree, just to give it a little bit of texture.
That was Billy Mackey discussing her tips mixing perennials and annuals both indoors and out. Join us each week on Thursday mornings this summer for a garden tip from the Maryville Garden Club. If you've got a question or conundrum for the gardeners, email us at kxcv@nwmissouri.edu. Till then, get your hands in some dirt and have fun. You're tuned into KXCV, KRNW.